And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys. You know, Bob, it's been a while since I've been north, about a month or two, but the last time I was up there, I stopped at Chase Creek, and they were still under pretty tight COVID constraints, but they had a fire going out there.
Yeah.
And you could order food, and they'd bring it out to you by the fire. And,
right.
And Lisa and I just had a cocktail. We didn't eat, but there was a lot of people that were. So I got to believe now that we're loosened up a little bit, that's got to be a fun place to go.
Well, that's why I wanted to throw that in there with the beef ribs, because we got too long. We couldn't mention it, but they make a wonderful beef rib.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody can do it right. So right. When it comes to barbecue, it's probably one of the best barbecue restaurants in Michigan.
Right.
And I'm picky, really picky. Now, Pat and Linda are friends. So I'll put that disclaimer out there.
Yeah, but you just dogged your neighbor for making bad ribs. So if you were going to do it, you'd do it to them
exactly,
too, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Pat's the one I bought the motorhome from, which is gone.
Yeah, I know.
See ya.
So you didn't buy it. You just borrowed it for about 5 months and then sold it again. But,
yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
Turned a quick buck.
So, yeah, nothing wrong with that. He's happy. You're happy. Everybody's happy. So, you know, the weather's turned unseasonably warm for us this last week. I don't know about where you are, but I'm digging it. And so it makes me think about doing more grilling. I never stop. You don't either. But a lot of people, you know, slow down quite a bit. So now maybe this warmer weather, I mean, it's in the 60s in Michigan in March, is warm, right? So we always touch on this every spring, and we probably will again even, about tuning up your grill.
Right.
You put it away this fall.
Yep.
Let me tell you a story real quick, and then we'll get to this, because it involves taking care of your grill. We were down at the place where we stayed. They have a community pool. It's not, and so they walk in there, and they've got a built-in KitchenAid grill, 5 burners, big one, and it's free to use, propane. It's free to use if you want to, right? So
made in China.
Right. We go down there, and we got 4 ribeyes, and we're going to grill some steaks and corn and baked potatoes by the pool, spend the day, get some sun, have a good time, whatever. Go over there to that grill. I open it up. That thing hadn't been cleaned in months. I mean, the grates were like the size of a penny. There was so much stuff just gunked on them, and there was grease in the bottom of it. So the guy I'm with, he goes, so what do we do now, grilling guy? And I said, we're going to crank this thing up as high as it goes and just walk away. He's like, what? And in about 15 minutes, that thing hit 600 degrees, and the smoke's starting to come out of it. Right? I said, watch this. And I walked over there, and I took the pool stick where they pull you out of the water if you had, and I did the other end of it, and I just lifted the lid, and that thing got a gulp of air. Boom! Up goes the flames.
All the fat was on fire. But
it was. And it was burning out of that thing 3 foot tall. The girls are like, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to burn the place down. First of all, it was a grill island, right? So I'm not going to burn anything down.
Shut the lid.
Right. No, I let it go because it was cooking. That black smoke was just, it was just coal black smoke. This thing was filthy. 10 minutes later, that fire went out. And then we closed the grill, let it cool, and then we cooked on it.
So if you're listening to this, I'm going to critique my buddy here.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, when you're at your house doing that, don't do what he did.
Correct.
Because he didn't own the grill, so he didn't really care what happened. But what will happen when you have that massive fire is it's going to get so hot that it's above design spec, and you're going to warp grates, you're going to discolor the stainless, and potentially have just a nightmare scenario on your hands. So you didn't own it, you didn't care.
Right.
But if it's your grill, you will care, and just shut the lid and let that thing keep going the way it was. You were having fun.
Right.
And there might have been alcohol involved.
Not close, because it had caught on fire.
So don't try this at home, kids. Just leave the lid shut. Let that thing, and if you're if yours ever gets that bad, shame on you for one thing, and you'll never do it again. But burn that thing off for at least a half hour.
Right.
And if it's infrared, you got to be careful because it will superheat.
Right.
And you should know how to clean that by now.
Right.
Or you will get a lesson.
Which I do. My infrared, a tech grill, again, Bob provided, is they've got a glass, a sheet of glass between the burner and the grates. That's what makes it infrared, the technology. And that when it's cold, not when it's hot, when it's absolutely cold, you haven't used it, I can take my grates off and clean that piece of glass because that's what catches everything in that grill.
Right.
So it's nice. But anyway, so let's talk about gas grills, the right way to clean them as opposed to what I just talked about.
Spanked on air.
Right.
Well,
that's two of us today.
You just need to take the thing apart. Gas grill, if you don't take yours apart, that means you don't know how. Don't worry about it. It goes back together just as easily as it comes to part. You're going to take your grates off, and you might have some flavor bars or something like that. You'll see your burners, whatever style you have. They will typically lift out. If they don't, there's a screw in the back on the end of each ribbon burner, and take that screw out. If there's no screw and they don't come out, it means you have never cleaned it, and you're going to have to jerk on it.
Right. So when they're built, if you were to ever buy one unassembled, all those parts are loose, and that's why we know that they come out and that there's connectors on them that can be loosened and everything can come out.
Yeah, you're going to have jets on the valve ends where your burner valves are. It's going to go into a manifold, either singly or multiple, however it's built. But there's going to be an orifice there, and that ribbon burner or T-burner, whatever it has on it, is going to just literally slide over that orifice, and there will be a shutter on it. And that's how you adjust your air for a good burn. If it's burning too yellow, you're going to soot up. You don't want a yellow flame. You want a blue flame on
a
gas grill.
You want a little more air in it. If it's yellow, give that shutter a little bit of open, and it'll suck a little more air, and it'll burn more efficiently. Blue flames are good flames.
Yeah, it takes 94% oxygen, 6% fuel for proper combustion.
Okay.
So lots of air. And it's not like a fireplace where you're going to purposely run your gas logs starved to get a nice yellow flame, right, which is why the logs soot up.
So a couple things. If you take the grates out, those ribbon or those burner guards, flavor bars, whatever they are, they're usually like a little triangle to keep grease and stuff right off the burner.
Deflectors, yes.
It's a deflector. Pick those out of there. You can hit those with a wire brush. Just knock the stuff off them.
Yep.
They're not there to be pretty. They're just there to do their job, and that is catch stuff that doesn't hit the burner.
What I'll very often do is I'll take an old spatula, and I'll just scrape the junk off them, and I'll throw them in some hot water and just let them set for about an hour.
Right.
About an hour.
Putty knife works really good, too. You know, you got various widths of those, so you're cleaning bigger surfaces or smaller ones. And I use that same putty knife in the bottom of the grill, the actual housing of the grill. When you got the burner out, you're going to have gunky stuff in there.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Might even be a little fuzz growing.
Right, yeah, exactly. So what you want to do is get the burners out, like Bob talked about.
Have a small cardboard box to throw all that junk in because you're going to make a mess.
Right.
You might even throw a tarp down underneath the grill because lots of stuff will drop out the lower ports, which are there for oxygen.
Right. Yep. So, but clean that stuff all out. Plan on it. Wear a pair of rubber gloves. Wear a pair of cotton gloves.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to get this stuff all over you.
Put your food service gloves on because that stuff doesn't want to come off very easily.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but it can be done. Now, what you don't want to do is put any cleaners
ever
in there.
Ever.
Do not put like Fantastic Spick and Span or Gunk Remover or
Oven Off
or anything, because that you'll never get it 100% clean, and that stuff will permeate whatever's left in there.
Well, if you do that,
and
you'll have to burn it for a while.
Right.
You're
going to
taste it. That.
See, when you do oven cleaner in your house, that thing is on a self-clean, spray it in there, then you heat it up for 400 degrees and let it go for a while before you ever cook anything in it. You can do that, but your house oven's a much more efficient chamber than your grill. And so the bottom line is, under the flames, it doesn't get as hot as over the flames. In an oven, the whole thing gets hot. Point is, avoid the cleaners if you can. Just use warm water and a putty knife, and you'll get all you need to get it out of there.
And make sure when you line those burners back up that you slide it over the orifice properly, and you don't play with that shutter because it's already preset for you. If you do, you're going to have to reset it. And look at there, it's 8:30 and we're still at the orifice.
Yeah, right. But the orifice, one thing, sometimes little spiders will get in there and pack dirt in that orifice. And if you try to light your grill and it doesn't work, you're not getting any gas, that could be one of the issues.
Just take a wrench to it, pull it off, and get a toothpick.
Right. Yep, run it through there, and
make sure you blow it out.
So there you are. We spent what we were going to do for gas, charcoal, and smokers. We just spent it all on a gas grill. Welcome to the Babbling Grilling Guys. But coming up next, we might hit the charcoal grill or a smoker, or we might not. You never know. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.